Adigo operator.
Joined.
Hello, good morning.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Good morning, Cheryl.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm expecting Matthias to join me a little bit early, but you can get on with all your dial-out.
Okay, thank you, darling.
Yes.
Joined.
Hi there. Who was that who just joined?
Hi, this is Matthias. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Matthias. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I have a small problem.
We do?
My internet connection has just failed on me.
Oh.
Which is a little bit annoying, seeing as the router and server is up in the office and I'm in the house because it's 11:30 at night. Bugger.
Yeah.
I just dropped off Skype and I've went to reload the page and it's not reloading.
Mm.
Very annoying.
Well, I'll just make an intervention if I see that there's like if there's an important comment on the Skype chat, I'll just say it.
Yeah, I'm just see what the issue is. I mean, it tells me I am connected, but so that probably means I should go and restart the bloody router. Annoying, annoying, annoying. Very annoying. Tells me it's been connected for 4.5 days, but, you know. All I was going to do was see if everything was ready in the agenda, and now, of course, I've lost the agenda that I've had open all damn day.
Yeah. Do you want to read the agenda for you?
Look, if we can't get back up, then yes, we will do all sorts of interesting and extraordinary things. But at the moment, it's only you and me, as far as I can tell, other than Tonya. So
I want to introduce Gisela. She's sitting right next to me. Say hi to Gisela.
Hello, Gazelle. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing? You should be here.
I'm fine. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Same here.
Now, I really, really want to know more about when I looked up your name, I seemed to pick you up in Edinburgh. Is that correct?
Edinburgh, correct.
So you're just over there being immersed in ICANN matters at the moment.
Absolutely, but can't complain with the beautiful sunshine.
Ah, that's great. And what meetings have you done so far?
That's the first meeting.
It's the first meeting, yes.
You didn't join the NARALO one?
No,
that was Heidi.
Ah, okay, so I just thought she might have dropped in.
No, that was yesterday. You know, we went to eat dinner.
It might be your yesterday, dear, but it's my this morning.
So you're tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this is still what I've been doing all day. Yes, I am aware of that. All right, my router obviously needs to be restarted, which is very problematic. Just hold the fort for a few moments and I'll see what I can do. If Sebastian or Vander arrive and I'm not back, get them to start the agenda, you know, the usual prattle, and I should be back if anything exciting happens.
All right. Okay, Sherry.
Vanda?
Joined.
Hi, Vanda. This is Matthias.
Patrick
Hi,
Van der Waal.
How are you?
Joined.
Sorry, yesterday I just click your name and another name in this type.
Oh, you called me. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, hello everyone. Patrick Van der Waal is there.
Hi, Patrick.
Happy New Year to you all.
Spanish.
For you too.
Joined.
Adam.
Joined.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Vanda here.
Hello, Adam.
Hello. Adam.
Left.
French.
Joined.
Adam.
Joined.
Okay, I'm back.
Sure.
Hello, Vanda. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'll be happier if I can get my internet back up.
Well.
Otherwise, it's going to make doing the agenda very exciting, however.
Yeah.
keep the fingers crossed.
Hello, it's Adam. While we're waiting for everybody, the question that perhaps someone can help with now is any thoughts or any idea when we will begin arranging travel for Mexico? Perhaps this is something we should discuss later anyway, but if somebody knows the answer, I'd really like to know so I can start.
As far as I know, based on my conversations or one of my many conversations with Heidi
Joined.
Today, the final database, which includes you and which is attached to tonight's agenda, as it is today, has gone across to the travel company. So there's no excuse for them not to be contacting everybody from tomorrow on.
Okay. I just wondered, you know, as we were kind of known to be going, why we couldn't have started beforehand, but that's a bit late
Adam,
to complain about now.
If I knew the answer to the mysteries of why we do this as late every time we do, when we do, I'd be a very happy woman because then I would understand the mysteries of many parts of life.
Alan.
Joined.
Yeah,
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
In their way. Thanks.
Yeah, I find it enormously frustrating, a ridiculous waste of money, and it makes it almost impossible for upgrades and things. So, yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and let's try not to let it happen again.
Well, we've been trying not to let it happen again since I've been...
Carlo, how are you doing?
I asked you, ask Alan, it's probably been for the 2 years prior to that.
What are we trying to not let happen?
Adam was just asking, are we going to be contacted about travel yet? My answer was the database was sent across to the company today, so hopefully tomorrow on. Then he asked quite reasonably why it couldn't be done earlier.
I heard a day or two ago that
joined.
It was going to be done that day, so...
Wendy. That was
joined.
And we know the deadline for knowing who's traveling, not applicable to the ALAC itself, is the end of this week, and the deadline for getting all the details is about a week and a half or
a half
from now.
Yeah. I mean, we also don't know what days we're meant to be arriving.
No, I know. There's no...
That changed.
You're not going to get me to defend what they're doing.
Yeah, in Cairo as well. So, I mean, it's sort of... It is awkward, because I have to... Well, we all have to ask, I imagine, time off, don't we? This isn't... So it's a bit frustrating.
I'm getting more and more upset that all ICANN processes seem to be set to minimize the time required for ICANN staff and maximize the time required for unpaid volunteers. Time and effort.
However, we can only get better. Vanda, I'm afraid I do not have my internet connection back up, so I'm going to ask you to... start the meeting while I battle with the joys of no agenda in front of me. As soon as we're quorate, and at the moment I don't know who
joined.
Who was that? Sorry.
I'm Rick Piazza.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it either.
Matthias, can you tell us how many we have online and can we work out how many are ALAC members? I've heard Wendy join us, Adam join us, Vanda's on the line.
Hi, we have Fatimata
as well.
Alan
is on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
We have, I'm so sorry. We have Fatimata as well on the line and she'll only be able to stay for 30 minutes.
All right. That's fine, thank you. Fatimata, Alan, Adam, Vanda. Have we got any other ALAC members other than...
Yes,
Vanda?
Well, Patrick is there too.
Thank you, Patrick.
Hello, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Hayir is here.
Sorry, who was that?
Carlo Hayir is here.
Carlo? We need one more and then start the meeting, okay? Sonia, do we have any other dial-outs that are expected?
I have been able to reach no one. Jose Salguero asked that I call him back in 30 minutes. Everyone else is ring nor no answer or they're going to voicemail.
Okay. If you could recontact Jose and say if he joins us, we will be quorate. If he's not, if he can't, we won't be because
members
have to leave in 30 minutes.
He was in the street. And
that makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm still trying.
Okay, thank you, Dean.
Okay, you're welcome.
Sebastian, not on the call? If someone has their internet connected to Skype at the moment, can someone ping Sebastian, please? And anyone else who should be here?
Sebastian is listed as being online.
Mm.
Oh, he said he's at the railway station.
To be honest, I'm beyond caring whether people are in the toilet. I would just like them to join the meetings within a ball drawer if they're due to start.
You said he'll join us in 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so Sebastian joins, I'll get you to start while I'm busy trying to get routers to renew IP addresses and things. And someone has a fair amount of background noise.
You hear various rude body sounds like sneezing and coughing. That's me.
I don't think that's the background noise.
No, not at the moment. they may occur without notice, though. Well, his computer is there, we know, but we don't know where he is.
Okay. Alan, if you can open up the XCOM chat, I loaded up a draft or the text of a draft report of ALAC XCOM activities. I did get Matthias to load that up onto the site, but it's going to be subject to review, and I know there's a lot of things that you'll have done that haven't been listed there. So
I'm not sure I've done all that much, but...
Joined.
Hello, who's just joined us?
It's Sebastian.
Ah,
but I will not stay online. I will cut off because I am in a coffee and... I will chat on Skype better.
Okay.
It's too much noise.
Just feel free to mute yourself. The main thing is we now have Core 8. I don't have an internet connection. I'll continue to try and repair that, and I'm going to get Vanda to start the meeting now. Thank you, Vanda.
Is Vanda still here?
She might be on mute. Vanda, you there? Alan, have you got the agenda in front of you?
I could. Hold on.
The first thing is attendance, apologies, etc. We'll just get Matthias to list any apologies that have been noted and ask him to keep a running tally of people as they arrive and leave. We note Fatimath needs to leave in the next 20-odd minutes, and so any of the items for decision I would strongly encourage us to deal with sooner rather than later.
Okay, let's try to find out who's here at this point. Matthias, who do you have firm apologies for?
No apologies from ALAC members. The only apologies.
All right. As far as you know, who do we have at this point?
Well, I only see the phone number, so it's probably easier to do a roll call.
But I think the plus exists.
Other conferencing systems give the names of the people. I don't see why we can't, but okay. Can you do a roll call, please, then? Someone is talking in the background. Please mute.
Quindi se avremmo tutto il muro, hai detto che c'erano una ora di ricomparenza. Che si pensa che...
Matthias, are you here?
Yeah.
Can you do a roll call?
Sure. Okay, I see a couple of names. I'll read the ones I have. I have Cheryl. I have Vanda. I have Patrick, I have Adam Greenberg, I have Fatimata, and I have Carl Zagire.
And Sebastian.
And Sebastian.
And Adam.
Yes. In fact, I thought he said Adam, but added Greenberg to the end of it, so I ticked you both off.
So do we have Robert?
No, at the moment I haven't heard Robert, I haven't heard Beau. Jose will be joining us in about another 20 minutes or so. I've heard, as far as I knew, the dial-outs were to go to Siwe and Vivek, but Adigo's had no success getting through to either of them. So we'll list those as unable to be connected at this stage.
And Hawa is joining in 20 to 25 minutes, apparently.
Hawa is as well, okay.
She's stuck in traffic.
Okay, thank you.
Who are we missing from Europe?
No one.
You're right from Europe. You've got Patrick, you've got Sebastian, and you've got Adam.
Okay, sorry, I missed writing down Sebastian.
So we're also missing Mohammed.
From Africa, yes, sorry. And he's usually a dial-out as well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have quorum right now, assuming Sebastian is really here and can listen to us. I'm not sure if that's the case.
He said he would be on Skype, so
he is,
you will
sir.
Need...
He's on Skype.
Thank you. So if you can just make sure that things are typed into Skype as well, again, something I usually do, but I'm unable to right now.
Well, he seems to be listening and responding. It's just that at the moment he doesn't seem to want to talk because he's in a cafe.
Okay.
Right, okay. Mute is fine. Okay.
So what do we actually have to do here then?
We have an enormous amount on the agenda. Last
I know.
Time I had it in front of me. And because we are losing Fatimata early, even though she may be replaced by other people to keep it quorate, I think we should move to the business end, the decision and discussion items, jumping over the reports until we deal with most of those. The only exception to that, Alan and Vanda and Sebastian, agree, would be the final deliberations on the Who Is study, because we've organised for Liz Gallagher to join us to answer any questions we may have in the last 10 minutes of our call.
Gaster,
thank you.
Okay, regarding the reports, I would ask people to read the JNS liaison report. There are some things there which you need to know. I'm not going to...
We probably have time to come back to those, Alan. It's just
I'm just saying for those who are leaving in 20 minutes,
sure.
Please take the time to read it. Items for decision-making. Proposal to move the ALAC monthly meeting to the second Tuesday of the month at 12:30 UTC on the fourth Tuesday. Do we have any discussion on that?
I was going to ask if it clashes with the AP RALO meeting, and also and what's the reason for it? Because some of the other meetings were closed.
AP RALO is disadvantaged by always holding its meetings a full month after the ALAC meetings.
Gotcha.
And now we're asking for the opportunities for RALOs and ALSs through the RALOs to have input or any reporting being recorded into our ALAC meetings as well. It seems that the RALO meetings should be completed before the ALAC meeting occurs.
That sounds reasonable. One reason I asked is because there was a complaint in the European RALO that when the ALAC meeting was held on the same day as the EU RALO meeting, it was too much volunteer time for people.
AP RALO doesn't have a problem with that.
Excellent.
Now, there is an opportunity, if we're moving it to the fourth Tuesday of the month, to now shift times, which may suit some of our European members a little more. So you will note there is a set of times which include all the times that have been selected during the RALO discussions of best times for their meetings, as well as the existing ones that we have.
So you're suggesting...
So if you follow that link, and if you can all select your available times, the only one I've said I'm not happy about is the 3 a.m. start every month for me. That will help us change, if we need to, the time as well.
All right, so you're saying you want to move it to that particular day, but the 12:30 time is not locked in.
Exactly. There's a choice of times which seem to be a cross-section from all of the already agreed-to RALO meetings, as well as our existing one, just to see if there is an opportunity for a better time for people.
It's certainly a better time for me.
Okay, so an action item on us all is for the ALAC members and the liaisons who need to attend our meeting to fill out that that doodle request, which is attached.
And what is the deadline for filling it out?
I would like to see it in the next 7 days, if possible.
Can staff note that as put a reminder out for people who haven't done it? So the intent is to do a decision to move to that day and then in the next week firm up the time.
Exactly. Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
And I'm happy to move that.
Second.
I'll just note that there are conflicts with inopportune timing coincidences with some board meetings, that those tend to be either at the end of the month or at the beginning of the next month. And so at some times this meeting would be before, at some times it would be after. It would never be enough before to put items on the board agenda from this telephonic session.
Okay. Wendy, what day of the week, is there a fixed day of the week that the board meets?
I am trying to determine that from the meeting and from the schedule, and it is not apparent.
Okay. If you do have some projected dates, perhaps you could share those with Heidi, who is working with us on the fine-tuning of all of the RALO inputs and ALS inputs, because that's probably the most important place for things to come up well in advance if we're going to occasionally be out of sync. Other than that, I would have thought there would have been a great deal of predictability about what the ALAC wishes to raise at a board meeting.
I pasted the link into the Skype.
Thank you. Okay, Alan, next.
All right, can we have a vote? I'm sorry, I don't remember the detailed procedures for this.
Usually call for those voting against, call for any abstentions, and make sure we have a quorate vote.
I wanted to just say something, actually. I do object to the moving of the time, because had I known that the time might move later, I might not even have volunteered for this position. I think it's important to join the call, and I cannot join it in the middle of the night or early in the morning. So I wanted to note that. This I've always expected and had the anticipation that this time had always been the time for ALAC meetings.
In fact, it's an hour earlier now than it has been until recently.
Yeah, I'm happy to have it stay within that same time zone, but it was actually to meet Patrick's complaints last month that we brought in the other time opportunities.
That's fine. I'm just saying that you're going to get a result from me that may be different from what you wanted.
Fine for me to stay where it is.
And pending the ability to find an appropriate time, the intent is to move it to the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Correct.
Do we have any votes against?
I vote against if we're moving the time. That's my problem.
No, but 12:30 is one of the times listed on the doodle.
Well, okay.
And from Fatima's point of view, I can tell you guys that, it's really in the middle of the day for me. It's my office hours. You know, I definitely could not be able to attend during the middle of the day. So it would definitely be important to find a time that's convenient for everybody.
This is why, Patrick speaking, this is why I suggested that one time that maybe it might be easier to move the meeting on Saturday or Sunday rather than right in the middle of a business day.
Experience tells me that you will
very
always
good,
get
very
some
good
days.
From
people will not do that.
Not only that, because of
because
being
we all
the
were.
People spend a lot of time doing Saturday meetings that are at large in ALAC anyway. I think, you know, we've had the day well established for a great deal of time. We are giving some opportunity for day change to meet the end of the month so the RALOs can be more effectively involved. And if we don't change the time, so be it. And if we do, we can discuss it further.
And from Fatimata's, and I do believe that in that case, if we did in fact have it on a Saturday and Sunday, it'd be even easier to achieve quorum that way.
Perhaps we can take a doodle, then hold off on this vote. Set up a doodle that includes the same time choices, a Saturday and a Sunday option, either the Saturday or Sunday at the beginning of the fourth week. I think it would need to be at the beginning of the fourth week of the month, though. The disadvantage to that means, actually, no, it would have to be the last weekend of the month because AP RALO meets on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So it would have to move to the final weekend if that was going to be an alternative. And seeing as just as many people are probably going to object to putting their volunteer weekend time in as object to meeting after hours or before business hours and perhaps in the middle of their business day, I think we're going to have an interesting discussion on that, but if it's the mood of the meeting to look at a Saturday or Sunday option, we can put that into an online vote as well and discuss it intersessionally between now and our February meeting.
Good idea.
And from Fatimata's, you know, we have to decide whether we want to work, we want to take a rest, or what we want to do, but we can't replace, you know, our work hours during volunteer hours. You know, I mean, I would be willing to give up some of my free time, you know, for ICANN in that way. But I definitely cannot take my work hours, you know, for that, to do volunteer time.
I appreciate Fatimata's comments there. That's the basis for me proposing that we look at a Saturday or a Sunday option. We look at the same sort of times that are available for the RALOs as well. And I would suggest that we also are very aware that some people believe that their weekend time is very important for family activities. And we should also point out, as Adam pointed out, that we all knew what the day of the week and the particular time of the ALAC meetings was when we joined, because certainly it hasn't changed for the last 3 to 4 years. We're just proposing a change to the end of the month. So let's look at the end of the month, the day of the month, but it will have to be the last Saturday or Sunday if it's not the last Tuesday, and the times as well. We'll move on to the next item. That's carried over. And that still wouldn't need to be done in the next 14 days, though, Alan.
May I suggest we add to the requirements for ALAC members that in addition to attending the ICANN meetings, the expectation is that they will be able to attend teleconferences and things like that at various times, including during the workday. I know I attend many, many ICANN teleconferences. All of them are weekdays.
Yep, and every one of them are, and it does mean that many of the people who are saying they can only work after hours or on the weekend are cutting themselves out of being able to be actively involved as a representative.
That's my point exactly. So I think we need to identify that on the requirements.
So, look, the XCOM will work with staff to put together a more extensive poll if it's the mood of the current ALAC to look at other day opportunities. We'll do that
before the end of the next 48 hours, and we'll run that poll for either 7 to 10 or 10 to 14 days.
If we accept that, which I do, I think that's a good suggestion, should we move on to something before we lose Fatimata?
That is my reason for being quite so curt while I'm walking around my darkened living room without the internet. Yes.
The one thing that I think we might have slipped by is whether we want to and whether we have anything on the agenda for the current status of ALS applications. I think the NARALO wanted Kujong to be considered, but unfortunately...
We haven't slipped it by, Adam. We've moved for the decisions. I think there's only one other, and then I'm assuming Anna will go back to that and we'll call for a vote.
Okay, sorry. I thought this was a decision item, so onward.
Normally deal with it under the status of ALS applications.
I'm happy to do
it. Usually
we do
an online vote.
I believe in this particular... Sorry, I'm not used to looking at the agenda from a point of view of what to do next, so I didn't realize we missed that. I would think that is a decision, and we do not want to miss this meeting without approving the ALSs.
Absolutely.
Then can someone point to me which item it is back to so I can go back to it?
Well, it's, I believe from memory, item 3 or item 4, which says current status of ALS application.
It's actually number 5.
5, then. Well, goes to show I do have an imperfect memory at this time of night.
Okay, I see.
Google Docs is obviously showing all of them, but Matthias, I asked you earlier if you could just prepare a brief few words on those that are completed and what stage the others are at, and then we'll call for a vote on Kujong. I gather Kujong is the only one ready for a vote at this stage. Is that correct, Matthias?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, what's the status of any others?
We currently have 7 applications that we are processing, but only Nutrion is ready for adoption because we're still waiting on either the due diligence, which is the case for Internauta Venezuela, CTIC AGB, and AUI Peru, or we are waiting for regional advice, which is the case for the Mediterranean Federation of Internet Associations, Bokchang Bokchev, and CAPTA.
Okay, thanks for that.
If Nutrion is ready, is there a reason we haven't already initiated an online vote?
Yes, because the people who've been able to set up the big pulse voting haven't been around.
Okay. So then I assume it will start almost immediately.
And we don't have to have an online vote. We can, in fact, just hold a vote now.
Okay.
And get
fine.
It done.
Then is there any discussion on this, or can we start a vote immediately?
Vote.
Not hearing any discussion, I call for a vote. Is there anyone voting against Nujon? The regional advice was to allow them to become an ALS. Is there anyone abstaining?
Sounds like you've got a vote.
Then I deem all other people to have said yes, and Nujon is now an ALS.
And Matthias, in the notes, if you can just list all of us, those of us who are currently online as voting for that.
I have Alan, Cheryl, Banda, Carlos, Patrick, Adam, Sebastian, Fatimata. All right, back to the decision-making. There is a proposal. What is it? The members of the GNSO community. This was a board... This was a board motion asking the GNSO to work with the ALAC at large to come up with a proposal for allowing users to work on the GNSO.
Alan, it's Sebastian. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just to tell you two things. The first is that AWA is online, and I don't know why nobody tells you. And the second point is that normally we vote the decision taken by the RALO. Then I think that the AFRALO make a decision about the three LSEs in their regions, and I don't know why we can't vote on that. But maybe I am wrong, and I need to mute myself. Sorry. Thank
According
you.
To staff comment, Nujan was the only one that was at our vote stage.
Ellen, if I may?
Yes.
I mean, we have seen comments on all the applicant applicants, but what we usually expect is an email from the regional secretariat, which summarizes the views held, because some of them were still being discussed, and the view was not, I mean, to me, it was not clear that everybody in the region supported certain applications.
So there was no formal notification from the AFRALO?
I don't have a formal notification yet.
Then it is appropriate that we not vote. However,
and
we do have timelines to respect, and if they are not being prompt in getting their input in, then we need to send a reminder to them.
Matthias will also write that motion up in the proper wording, which is what we vote for is to accept or reject the regional advice, and in this case, all of us as listed, including Howa, have voted to accept the regional advice.
For Nujan.
Correct.
Yes. All right. This is ALAC Work Cooperative with GNSO. Have you, Cheryl, at the last GNSO meeting, Avery said she would be contacting you to initiate some activities.
Yep.
To date, there have
yep.
been none.
No, not at all.
So she has still not contacted you.
No, not quite the contrary. Avery and I have discussed this since Thursday. Last week. In fact, I think she started to discuss it while your meeting was still on. It might have been Wednesday,
okay.
or whatever. And she and a number of others, including Chuck and a few others, I copied you on that conversation, I think, Alan.
Okay, it's possible. I've not been...
Have come up with this proposal. So that's what they'll be taking to the GNSO, and it's what I said we'll take to the ALAC tonight to consider.
I'm sorry, I don't see a pointer in this meeting for a proposal. Is there...
It says in the agenda, the chairs of the ALAC and the GNSO propose that a working group of 14 members,
okay.
5 to 7 of each.
Okay, sorry, I thought you meant there was a document that you had come
nope.
up with.
Nope. There's been email discussions and Skype discussions.
All right. How are we identifying the 5 to 7 each from the ALAC? Are you looking at ALAC or are you looking at wider at large?
I would propose that the 5 come from one from each region, and I'm happy to take the AP-RALO role here, but that we also need one IDN and one person who can act as a liaison with the NA-RALO working group. And obviously, you know, your GNSO role would be nice if you could duplicate there.
All right.
Well, I've already stuck my name in. I've been involved with the non-commercial consultant.
All right. Can we first have a decision that this is how we are going ahead? The timeline is very tight. Avery had said she was thinking about asking for an extension, but clearly the board wanted to make a decision at this meeting.
Well, what Avery and I have agreed is that we can have initial work done.
Hold on, two people talking.
An extension.
Cheryl, could you say that again?
Avery and I have discussed and agreed that we should be able to have initial work also listed in the agenda done by the 24th and ask for the extension.
Okay. Can we have a decision on... Is there any more discussion before deciding whether we go ahead with this plan?
What is the plan?
The plan is as the second paragraph of the bullet in the online and agenda on the wiki, to have a group of approximately 14 people, 5 to 7 from each GNSO and ALAC, to work on a proposal. Not hearing any comments, I call for a vote on this. Are there any opposed? Abstentions? Is there anyone believe we no longer have quorum? Can we assume we still have Alan, Cheryl, Vanda, Carlos, Patrick, Adam, Sebastian, Fatimata, and Hawa?
Okay, and Hawa Fatimata, do you agree?
Thank you.
All right, then we have 9 out of 9 votes for. They will go ahead. The next point is to identify who the people are. As GNSO liaison, I'm certainly happy to work with it. We've heard a volunteer from Cheryl. We've heard a volunteer from Adam.
Someone
we have
from
volunteers
Latin
from at least each other region.
Yep. And I would very much like someone who is actively involved in the NARALO working group on this. So perhaps Bo could be asked.
I would think the you're talking about the NARALO working group on trying to find new non-commercial constituencies.
Correct. We should liaise with that group.
I would think Danny is the most active person on that.
Excuse me, this is Carlos. Can I ask a question?
Certainly. Yes.
How these persons from ALEC are going to be selected?
We're doing it now.
We're asking for volunteers right now. If we have more volunteers than we need, we'll worry about that.
We do ask for one from Latin America and the Caribbean, but it will be intense, probably several teleconferences per week, and at the minimum one a week for 30 days. It will be a high-level, high-activity working group.
Well, in theory, we have a week and a half before the 24th, so it's going to be more than 1 week over the next week or so.
That's correct. Some of them will be in working hours, somewhere in the world.
Some of them will be in sleeping hours. We have North America, Europe, Asia Pacific. We're missing Latin America and Africa. Do we have any volunteers right now, or do we work intensely over email to try to find someone?
That's what we might have to do.
I think it would be best indeed to work to ask for volunteers by email, because here you will be able to reach the people who are not on this teleconference.
Indeed.
That's most important, although I do note we have two of the three African representatives here tonight and two of the Latin American and Caribbean representatives here tonight. So
okay. I will send out an email immediately after this meeting soliciting input.
Just note for the record that Sebastian is also volunteering if needed, so there would be two potentially interested from Europe.
Okay, thank you.
And I ask...
Okay, and so at this moment, first of all, Hawa and Fatimata, we do want to say that we will consult each other, and we will be consulting through email to see who can we find from Africa, first of all, and then second of all, from Fatimata's part, I do have to go. I do have another meeting, so...
That's great, and if Africa can come back in the next couple of days with someone, and it really does need to be the next couple of days, that'll be fantastic.
Okay, do we know who it is from the GNSO yet?
They're discussing it. When I get connectivity back, I really thought you would have been copied on the same emails as I've got.
I may have, Cheryl.
I've
not been online very much in the last few days, so
okay,
I haven't diligently read every piece of email.
Okay, no problem. The answer is they're busy talking about it.
Okay. Then we'll table this one. We having made a decision to go ahead, selection of the people
Heidi?
Who proceed online.
Left.
And who is that? Heidi?
I doubt it.
I'm not sure.
Okay, and one last question from Fatimata. Do you guys have an idea on when the first meeting for that potential working group would be? Because it would be good to know.
I would think within a day or two.
Yeah, before the end of the week, for sure. If not, from early next week.
I'll be able to participate, but it'll all depend on the time, obviously. So, as soon as this is posted, then, we'll let you know.
Join.
Well, we'll likely have a doodle put up, an online decision for what time is convenient for all members.
Alan, can you just share with us what are the normal times for GNSO meetings? Because seeing as 50% of the constituency of this group will be coming from the GNSO, I suspect that they will have a strong voting weight on the date and time.
Well, GNSO also has a relatively wide range of people. We have no one from Africa at the moment, but we do have people from Australia.
And
we have many from Europe, from South America and North America. So the meetings range all over the place. They tend to be in daylight hours in North America.
Okay. Just
But not always, so.
Okay. Well, I'll work with Avery in the next 24 hours while the final potential volunteers are coming in, and we'll see whether we can get a doodle up at the same time.
Okay, we have the next item on the for decision making is the ALAC statement on new GTLD application guidebook. I know Bo has done a lot of work on that. I know there's still some things that are pending coming in from other people. Bo is not on this call at this point, is that correct?
That's correct as far as I know.
Okay.
The
NA Railo yesterday discussed it, and Bo was in that meeting. There was a fair amount of discussion on whether the ALAC should recommend to stop the whole process and get, you know, make sure ICANN houses in order, so to speak, that it has the ability to manage a large number of GTLDs. Comments in line with the NTIA, U.S. Department of Commerce letter, but certainly not unique to them. There is also a feeling, and there was a large feeling that that might well be what the ALAC should do. The other aspect is that that recommendation notwithstanding, there are specific things in the implementation procedures that are deemed to be wrong at this point and need to be fixed regardless of when the process goes ahead. And since there's no guarantee the advice to stop at this point will be heeded, that we should be putting in a comment on those. We are not unique. There's about 1,000 pages of comments already made. So I think we need to identify the things that are we believe are really critical and make those comments quickly. At this point, the GNSO has not made any explicit comments. There is a meeting of the GNSO on Thursday this week, 1600 UTC, where observers are allowed, but you have to give notice ahead of time you're coming to make sure there'll be enough lines, and to discuss just what the GNSO identifies as issues that it wants to put on the table. Specifically, the GNSO is looking at items where staff changed the recommendation that the GNSO, as approved by the board, had made. So there are a number of issues such as use of short IDN names, use of reservation of geographic names, where the implementation is very different from the recommendation. So that, I think, is going to be the focus of that discussion. And I recommend anyone who has interest in either of those two in specific should participate.
Alan, if I may, I've attended on behalf of the ALAC each of the other GNSO meetings on this topic of new GTLDs, and Sebastian has also joined me on at least two of those calls. I will be attending the 1600 meeting.
Have you told someone that yet?
If people would like to forward specific issues, as I've called for in the past, to be raised in those discussions, because the ALAC has in fact continually been part of the discussions right back to, of course, the September and October in, what was it, 2006 or 2007, the original stuff. It's not as if we haven't had ongoing comments. We've got quite a number of hours of comments, and there's been a number of responses by staff to the questions and criticisms raised by us and many others in these calls, where the next iteration of the new GTLD application guidebook is supposed to be meeting the queries, if not making us all happy. We're certainly going to attempt to be addressed. The main thing is that this is going to be a main focus for discussion in Mexico.
Understood. But the question is, if anyone else wants to listen in on the GNSO discussion that is coming up, and are we going to put in a formal statement at this point?
Well,
and
yes,
what should that formal statement say? As I said, the NARALO is of two minds that, number one, we should consider saying put on the brakes and fix a bunch of and fix some structural problems in ICANN, and number two, ignore that notwithstanding, there are some things in the proposal that must be addressed, and clearly, they include things like pricing, which we feel is going to disadvantage many parts of the world.
If I can put on my APRALO hat, since early last week, actually I think it's been almost the last 10 days, APRALO has been very busy having its discussions on exactly the same topic, and APRALO has a view which is in agreement with the second part of what you've described North America as putting forward, but an absolute opposition to the stopping the process. I guess there'll be no surprises from there because of our vested interest in particularly IDNs. But we certainly want to suggest that we don't stop the process, but that we do address a number of serious concerns. Many of them have been echoed in the thousands of pages you referred to.
Can I ask a quick question there? One of the things that I found problematic with this idea of stopping the process is it seems to fly in the face of absolutely, you know, the ALAC's continued support for the expansion of the GTLD space. And I've been looking for old documents about this and lost them on the wiki as usually and couldn't find them. But am I right in saying that the ALAC has been uniformly supportive of expansion of the GTLD space, and particularly of the importance of IDNs? Therefore, any call for a delay, which, as I'm reading, would be extremely long-term because we're talking about issues such as getting agreement on who is and so on, would absolutely destroy all the work that's been done and agreed on previously by the ALAC. So I find it, well, if I'm right in what I assume about the ALAC's past positions on new GTLDs, I find the idea of a delay pretty abhorrent, really.
And
yes, I would agree.
Pretty much covered why APRALO won't be changing its mind.
I'm sorry, say that again? You cut out. I didn't hear half of it.
That's very much why, what you've said, Adam, is very much why APRALO won't be changing its mind.
Oh, won't be? Okay, sorry. I thought you said why APRALO is changing its mind.
No, we support.
So I believe we need a document to approve or not, or to modify, and at this point, Bo has done something. It is not on the agenda and presented as a document ready to go. I find it hard to understand how we are going to make a statement at this point.
Well, I don't find it too much of a difficulty because we've done it on a number of occasions before, not the least of which it was in the matter of our response to the first ALAC review by the consultants and, of course, before that to the JPA midpoint statements that we make. What we agree to are the number of concerns we have on a number of unified points, many of which have been highlighted in the discussion document that was prepared by staff for us to use, which Bo has expanded on in the work he's recently done. We can establish, I think, at the beginning of a advice to the board that these are the concerns that universally across the ALSs and our discussions, we all are concerned about price, we all are concerned about, you know, item 3.1.5 under the, you know, particular contract or whatever, but then give the opportunity, as we did in those other examples, for RALO-specific statements and recommendations to go in.
All right.
So we list NARALO's view, APRALO's view, URALO's view, AFRALO's view, and LACRALO's views.
And, of course, the views of any individuals who may disagree with the RALO's.
Well,
or have
I assume that all of the individuals, Wendy, have been busy putting in their comments during the public comment period. What we're discussing is an ALAC advice to the board.
shall we, in his absence, assume that Bo is going to continue refining this and have something ready to send to the five relos in the next few days?
I think that's a bold assumption. I think what he's already sent to the list should be used by each of the RALOs. Certainly it's from that list work and what we felt were quite abhorrent responses to halt the process that got AP RALOs up and running in the last 10 days on this matter, and had our chair working pretty much all over the weekend ringing everybody to discuss what is a small but agreed upon way forward. And if each of the other RALOs can establish a few short points, be they paragraphs or pages, to include, we can work on that particularly in early next week and then have it as an advice to the board to be looked at by ALAC. I think we need to work with Bo on that, though. Each of the RALOs should have...
Okay, so the intent is to refine, if necessary, that document in the next few days, send it out to the RALOs for their explicit comments on it, assuming there is general agreement with it, their comments will be appended to it, assuming if there is, in fact, widespread disagreement with any particular points, we'll adjust the paper and then work from that.
Yeah, really, the body of the paper should be, here is what we all agree on, here is where we seem to differ, and here are our individual RALO statements, and indeed any of the individual ALS statements that have already gone into the public process, because ISOC-AU put theirs straight into the public comment process, and our concerns were morality, public order, a few things on IPv6,
okay.
Some things on the...
Okay, you will contact Bo, or I will.
Hmm?
Who will contact Bo?
Can we take that as an XCOM activity, but if you can talk to Bo, that would be very useful.
I will do that.
Thank you.
All right, the next point on decision-making, what are the most useful issues to discuss at the joint SOAC meeting in Mexico? Each ICANN constituency can propose 3 to 5 essential topics. See results of the current second at-large summit survey regarding the interests of the ALSs.
If you like, Alan, we can have a brief moment to look at that list.
I just tried to, and it downloads and goes into an invisible state on my machine.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
I think it was put into a download directory. It didn't open up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it does that sometimes.
Well, I won't tell you what the screen resolution looks like, but I am actually back online, so I'm actually going to be able to open it up as well. Very exciting.
I need to apply for funds to buy you a real computer. You seem to have a real internet connection. You seem to have too many problems.
Actually, the interesting thing was the whole router set up in the house, which is where I am at this time of night, or now morning, was working fine with all the green lights, but it was the DSL router up in the office. All its lights were blinking, but it needed to be rebooted. It needed to be rebooted several times. Okay, at the moment, the current number of people voted is just under 65%. The group size is 87. The number of voters so far is 56. And the most popular choices are clearly the most popular choice for working group topics is at-large engagement in ICANN, including goals, organisation, ALS, RALO and ALAC, reviews, strat planning, individual internet user participation, etc., followed by the future structure and governance of ICANN and improving institutional confidence.
Cheryl?
Yes?
Yeah, Cheryl. I see these are ranked by smallest sum of votes, so actually the most popular topics are at the bottom, I think.
Okay, that's interesting because...
I don't understand how... The number of votes seems to be inversely proportional to the percentage.
Interesting.
The formatting of this document is not.
We've had these conversations before, and Matthias explained it, or somebody explained it to us. Matthias, can you explain it to me again?
Well, looking at this document, I'm not sure what the percentage means, to be honest with you. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Okay, the percentage is the last five digits, four numbers, because the votes and percentage are running together on my document.
Same here.
Yep.
So does that mean 19 votes and 33% in the first item?
Well, no, because you have to choose by preference. So there couldn't only be 19 votes. Everybody has to.
It could be. It could be. Sorry, and it's why it's Sebastian. I'm sorry, but it's why it is wrong. I tried to explain Matthias that, but it was something added in a middle of the survey, and then the people who answer at the beginning didn't have this choice, then they couldn't vote. Then if you consider that those people didn't vote, then it's the most popular thing. If I came the last one and I put an item,
joined,
this item will be, we have less votes and will be the first one. Then we have to do something to put in the right place this one. This one it's in the wrong place, but it's the first one we have to look at, and it will be inside the five first ones anyway, I guess, from what I computer last week with the result. But we have to check that. Sorry.
Joined.
Okay. Obviously, we're going to need to have this all sorted out before the summit meeting, because that's where the actual working group topics are going to be chosen, which is on Thursday or Friday this week, depending where you are in the world. But of those, the possibility of two or three topics going forward to be suggested from this list by the ALAC as topics of particular interest for the Joint Support Organisation and Advisory Committee meeting. We can still look at least those topics, if not the ranking, if we do choose one that also happens to be one of the five working group topics. I don't think that matters, but we certainly shouldn't choose all of them based on them being summit working group topics, because we're looking for subjects to put forward for day one of the ICANN meeting on the Monday for the joint SONAC event. So which of those should we be looking at? Do you want us to put that list of topics and an option for any other up into a poll for the ALAC to decide on, or do you want to deal with it here?
Well, I certainly would think the summit working group will decide what the summit is talking about. Is that correct? Or is the
correct.
Summit working group is going to decide what the AXO is working on?
No, we need to decide. We need to decide what we want to propose to the AXO.
We being the ALAC.
Correct.
And we okay. So we're using the same input with to a different end.
Correct.
Okay. I would really like to know how the various people rated these as part of the process of deciding, and I'm totally confused at this point. I see item number 12 has 46 votes and 78%, but it's ranked near the end of the list. And I don't understand.
That then needs to be clarified. It's not going to be clarified here, because all I've got is the same as what you've got, which is confusing numbers sitting in front of us. These results will need to be clarified for the summit meeting on Thursday. Once they're clarified, we can also make it fresh for us, and we can look at our choices online, but it needs to be done before the end of next week.
So whose responsibility is it to redo this document? Is that staff?
Well, I'm going to have to talk to staff on that, because mysteries of the polling system and the big pulse is way beyond my capabilities.
Okay.
Sebastian just suggested the same thing on the Skype chat.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make sure that'll be something for staff and XCOM to work at and make sure we have it prepared for both the summit meeting and then to pass on from the ALAC, and we can choose for the AXO from this list, or if there's another hot topic that someone wants to put forward, we can consider that as well. And we'll do it online as a doodle, and I know Bandra agrees. Okay.
All right.
How are we going for time?
We're 1 hour... 1 hour into the meeting. We finished the discussions of decisions at this meeting, although I don't think we've finished any of the items completely. On items for discussion, the first one is draft ALAC comment on the PSC. Now, I was told there was a new version of the PSC document coming out. Does anyone know the status of that?
Vanda, do you have any information on the new PSC document coming out?
Is Vanda actually here? I haven't heard her yet.
She's been on Skype, so...
It's Adam. If I might just interject for a second. One of the action items from the last meeting, or a number of action items for the last meeting, well, the first one was that staff would extract a recording of the PSC discussion and distribute it to the regions for further discussion. I don't know if that's happened. I don't remember seeing it on the EU RALO list, so there's no response. And then we would have an online vote of ALAC members on this issue, whatever this issue is in detail, you know, sort of spelled out. So whatever was going to happen on the PSC doesn't seem to have happened in the way I thought we were expecting it to. But anyway, perhaps you could clarify.
I don't see how we're going to have a statement unless we have a group identified to write that statement.
Well, wouldn't that have come from whatever was going to happen in these action lines? That's what I was sort of thinking, is that something was meant to happen that perhaps didn't happen, and so as a result, nothing has happened. If that makes sense, I'm sorry. What I mean is that if the action line items had been progressed, then that group may have formed, and we may have reached the point where we were thinking about writing a document, for example.
Were the action items identified with specific people? Sorry,
That goes back to the review of action items at the earlier part of the agenda. If you like, because we've gone through a few matters and we're now moving to discussion rather than decision, we could move back up to that point in the agenda and have a return to the earlier formality. Do I have your agreement on that? And then this will be clear what Adam is saying and Alan is trying to work out.
I have no problem at all with that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we might just go back to adoption of the 9th of December summary minutes. Do I have someone who wishes to move that the summary minutes of the 9th of December are a true and accurate record of the meeting, noting that only somebody who was there at the time can make that?
I will make such a move. Motion.
And will somebody care to second it?
I will second it.
Okay, Sebastian, I think, beat you on the second. And does anybody wish to vote against that? Anybody who wishes to abstain? Done. Now, if we all have a look at the review of the 9th of December 2008 action items.
The minutes should show that the chair has resumed the chair.
You can tell when I get back online. It's scary, isn't it? Sorry about that. But it's much more productive when I can actually see what we're supposed to be doing rather than remember what was written on the page. The action item which Adam was just discussing was this first one: the staff will extract the recording of the PSC discussion from the 9th of December and distribute to the regions for further discussions. Staff will put up an online vote for ALAC members on this issue, and staff will organise a single purpose call on new GTLDs, which is the second issue, with enough time for community feedback to be prepared and sent in. And you volunteered to work on a comment. So it's the first two items that Adam was referring to. But can we have, first of all, a word from staff on any of those action items?
Yeah, Cheryl, hi, it's Matthias.
I was just looking for the PSC discussion recording, and I couldn't find it, so I assume it has not been sent out. Yeah, sorry about that. Then the second item, staff will put on an online vote. I think this is for either the ALEC review, the response to the ALEC review, which has been done, but it doesn't, from what I recall, it doesn't have anything to do with the PSC.
I would have been surprised if it was a vote on the PSC because it's not a time-critical thing right now. Can I suggest that we are a lot more careful with the wording of our action items in the future?
Of course.
So they're not unclear?
Okay, so at this point we don't know where the recording is, so we haven't extracted anything from it and therefore haven't distributed it.
Well, we have the recording of the meeting. We just don't have the extracted part from the PSC discussion.
The recording wasn't posted.
Yep. So the first action item is still pending and is going to be carried over for action between now and our next meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
The second item was referring to votes that have occurred, so that is done. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the final single-purpose call on new GTLD? I'm sure we had a new GTLD call.
I don't remember an ALAC one.
There was one in December. I think it was on... Wait a minute.
There was a call,
but wasn't it... And this is what confused me on that particular call. I thought that was a specific call for the purpose of what I think this agenda item is saying, which is to prepare community feedback. And it seemed I'm getting confused again. I'm sorry. I thought it was it was not part of the regular process that you, who had been volunteering to work on new GTLD proposals, had already set up. You know, there's an ongoing process of those calls, and there was a working group. I thought this was a new kind of educational for those of us who hadn't been as involved to try and get up to speed so that we could get to the point of view of voting. So I'm just not sure if what kind of call happened or what kind of call this action item is referring to.
Ellen, this is Matthias. This action item, I think, refers to the call we had on either December 18th or 19th, the one that was prepared by Bo, and he joined the call late.
That's right.
But it wasn't a single purpose call, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, was it? Oh, I'm sorry.
it most certainly was. And it was Sebastian, Danny, myself, you, Bo, and Alan. Were you there then?
Alan was.
Yeah.
I am misunderstanding how single purpose is being used in that case. It's okay.
We weren't overwhelmed with community, unfortunately.
I do have a note of the conference of the teleconference, and I assume I was there. But to be honest, I have no memory of it.
You were there, Alan.
I said I was there, but I don't have any memory whatsoever. I'm drawing a complete blank. What we discussed and what we decided, if we decided anything. Does anyone else who was there remind me what we talked about?
Well, we decided to set up a wiki page where community members could send in their comments, which we did, I think, the following day. And then that's actually the page that is linked to the agenda page today.
Yeah, so this is Bo. The page is set up, as Matthias said. Alan, this to refresh your memory, this is, in essence, what came up yesterday in the NA Railo call. This is all.
Oh, no, I know that, but I just don't remember the teleconference, sorry.
Yeah, we decided to put together a reference page that described the issues at hand. It has a bunch of links to other sources of material and information. I prepared two documents on new GTLDs, and then about a week or so ago, I sent around a note saying, you know, the deadline for the ALEC comment on new GTLDs is upon us. Here's some language for a vote, and then there was a bunch of discussion. So I guess single purpose to me means I thought we needed to do a vote on this.
Okay, we were in that item in the agenda a little while ago before you arrived.
Oh, sorry.
And
well,
that's okay. Cheryl, do you want to go over with him what we decided that would be the next steps?
I don't want to hold up the call. You can just email me if you want.
Well, Alan, seeing as you said you'd be contacting Bo, I think that's probably fair for you to do it that way.
You don't remember either.
I was fighting with routers, remember?
Bo, we would... Sorry. We said we'd spend the next day or two refining anything that we know has to change there from input we've gotten so far. Send it out to the Relos for their comments to be incorporated into it, either dissenting or additional comments, and send it out as an ALAC statement with those comments appended.
Dan?
Great.
And we also should note that we all had... the discussion document translated into French and Spanish, and I'd like to make note here of additional that both Banda and Sebastian did on doing that for us. So thank you both very much.
Yeah, thanks.
From my, as I said yesterday, I still haven't looked at your document yet. I've been a little bit behind at this point. My responsibility, the item that I was supposed to be doing was a short comment on the inappropriateness of the fees that they were assessing. I don't know to what extent you've already incorporated that.
I haven't really done it.
Okay, so I will certainly add that in the next day.
Okay.
I'll be glad to add that in the next day, and then we'll send it out to the Railos to give them a week or so to create any comments if necessary. Is that the time frame we envision, Cheryl?
Yes, it is. We also noted that some of us would be... Sorry, we've got another channel coming in. Can we... Diego, can you please mute those extraneous channels, please?
Is the Diego on the line?
Should be. But we also discussed that the GNSO is having a meeting on this matter at 1600 UTC on Thursday, and that anyone of us should be more than welcome to attend, but we need to let them know so there's enough lines open. I said I'll be attending that call on behalf of the ALAC, as I have on the other calls as well, but welcome either other people to join me, or I'm happy to proxy for people's comments, questions and opinions, and I will do what I've done previously, which is do a running Skype chat record of who's saying what during the meeting as well.
Yeah, the MP3s are normally posted within a few hours of GNSO meetings.
Yeah, no, I do it live to air, so, for example, Darlene has often found that quite useful.
Yeah, now this is officially a GNSO meeting for GNSO council members or alternates plus observers. To what extent the floor will be open for other people, I think, will depend on how busy the meeting is.
And the outcome of the information and discussion from that meeting will also then be able to be considered by the RALOs. Can I suggest...
Well, the thrust of that meeting, I believe, although there's no guarantee that's where it ends up, is going to be in identifying places where the implementation differs from the original GNSO proposal, not necessarily things that the individuals disagree with.
Blue book.
Do we have a moment of lull where I can mention something?
Yes, if you'd like to make an intervention, now's a good time.
Okay, it was really about the adoption of agenda and that sort of position on our discussion, and I wanted to try and note two things. One is that the agenda tends to change a lot in the sort of 48 hours, even 6 hours, before we actually have the meeting, and could we please have a note of some kind of way of noting what is new and when it was added and so on. The comments that people add do come in with a date stamp on, but when things are actually added to the agenda, you've got no idea if it's been, unless by comparison and memory, you don't know what's been added when from the last time you saw it or printed it. And I find it, for one, difficult to follow our agenda and how it develops. Like, you know, you can't just keep printing things off and going off and trying to read stuff. So that's one thing. And the other is that the ALS application on Google Docs is, for me, becoming pretty hard to use. I can't easily find what the information is that I'm supposed to be thinking about and reading. So could we please rethink how that is laid out and presented, because it's impossible to use and this is important stuff, given that it's stuff that the Ombudsman has had a go at the ALAC about in the past. So I think there's two areas.
Well, in fact, what we're doing with Google Docs is a response to some of the Ombudsman's concerns, and in fact we implemented those while he was doing his report in the first place.
I'm sure it's...
Adam, is that the Google Docs was only meant to be an interim tool, and that our ALS management and member management system was supposed to take over from that, so we would have better and more effective web-based tracking some time ago. I gather we're getting closer to that, but perhaps Matthias will have some more information.
But, you know, the first point is really, can we please have some way of tracking when things are added to the agenda so that...
Well, revisions is the way I do it. Just click on the revisions and you go back to any number of the previous ones.
Date stamps would work really quite well, just as they do for comments. But I'm just trying to say... time during a day, you know.
That's something, Adam, that I will ask staff to raise when they have their meeting with the web people, which I believe is early next week or sometime next week.
Thank you.
And the reason I asked Matthias to have a synopsis ready for the status of ALS applications tonight was in particular and specific response to your difficulty with the Google Doc.
I mean, you know, I can manage to work my way through this stuff. I do have a computer and all that stuff. You know,
I know that.
You know what I mean? We should be trying to do this as effectively as possible, and that's what I'm trying to say. But thank you very much.
This is Bo. Can I make a very fast interjection here?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Different topic. This is a direct request from the NARALO to call the ALAC's attention to the situation of online NIC. It's an ICANN accredited registrar, but was found guilty by a court of competent cyber squatting. This is something that Danny really wants brought up, and we all agreed with him on yesterday's call. If you're on the agenda page for today's meeting and you scroll down to the bottom, Danny's basically actually written out what he wants brought up and what he wants done. It's the third comment down, made on December 29th. So I wish to bring that before the ALAC so that perhaps we may consider advising ICANN to revoke the accreditation of online NIC.
I will note that's a default judgment and not a judgment with all the parties before the court.
It was in response to that and also the other points made on GoDaddy and to some extent, some of the other comments that were coming in, that the additions, which I'm just, again, remember I haven't had the agenda up in front of me for some time, the late additions today to the agenda were added to bring those points in for items for discussion. And I'm now at a loss to see where that was put. Could be.
Well, if you scroll, basically if you can see items for discussion on the agenda page and you scroll down, I don't know, about two screens.
Yeah, those aren't items for discussion.
I know where the
comments are. Those are comments.
But what I'm saying is I spent several hours discussing with staff how they can be incorporated into something for us to discuss at tonight's agenda. So
yeah, Cheryl, this is Heidi. For some reason, it was...
Oh, hi, Heidi. Hello.
Hi. It was there, I believe, under any other business, but I apologize. It's not there right now. I don't know what happened during my preparation of that, but it was there.
Right.
And as Bo... what Bo stated was the issue. It was with online NIC and GoDaddy.
Yep, I was going to say, you and I spent an awful lot of time working in Word on it today, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have noted that it's not there now.
Okay. Well,
must be two updates going on at the same time. Usually one of them will get a notice saying it didn't work.
One of the things I was going to suggest both for the ALAC meeting with the supporting organizations in Mexico and also for our meeting with the board is to discuss this range of registrar issues that Danny and others keep bringing up and very importantly keep bringing up, that how are we going to find a mechanism to address them, whether it's online NIC or GoDaddy or whether somebody's hiding their real address or, you know, there's a whole gamut of these registrar-related issues that really need to be discussed, and we can't get it through consensus policy, it doesn't seem, but there has to be something that has to be some way of addressing this. It's extremely important. It's important for consumers and users. So I'm not, you know, I'm just reacting to what I'm reading from people who are expert on this, but it seems to me that this is something we should be discussing with the other supporting organizations as a major concern for consumers, and also with the board. That they should be finding ways to act on it.
Well, I think if we're going to do that, we need something more of a standing committee or group to do it. There's just no way that we can take input from an individual, do due diligence on it to make sure that it indeed represents something that we want to say, and then go and make a statement to the board some other way. I think we need some process in place that can do it if we're going to be doing this on a semi-regular basis.
Cheryl, may I make a comment?
Yes, Vander, and then Adam to reply.
Okay. As Ellen said, we cannot do that without a real process. What we can put on the table is during our meeting with the board is to have a fast track with counsel, John Jeffrey or his staff, to address the issue, just address the issue, and leave them to make the due diligence and all the process that they have inside. The only thing that we could do is that, because we cannot put our statement as an ALAC without a real and formal due diligence. We cannot accuse someone against something without a formal process. That's for sure. We can have a fast track for addressing to the council and or its staff to deal with that. That's the only alternative we have, I believe, to take into consideration the claims from the community.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Go ahead, Adam.
I just want to say I wasn't really thinking of a statement. I was thinking more of items that we wish to discuss. I'm not saying that ALAC has to reach a decision on whether online NIC is good, bad, or
left.
Ugly, and it's really these are items that we should be discussing in sort of terms of principles. And if the examples are there, then we can mention them. But we're not. I'm not particularly saying we have to, come up with a statement, resolution, vote on it, and take it formally. I thought, the purpose for meeting with the supporting organizations is to discuss issues that concern us, as opposed to bringing them statements. And the same for the board, really.
Well, what the board wants out of their meeting with us is, might I suggest, yet to be clearly determined, particularly since the absolute difference between what we thought they were expecting in Cairo and what we gave them, so that we need to still work on. But, yeah, I think asking how we can address these issues, one way we could do it, of course, comes in under the broader area of the review of the ALAC working group, because we do have a working group which is registrar relations, and that would seem a natural home for this type of discussion to be going on.
This is Beau. Could I make a comment?
Please.
I guess I'm a little disappointed to hear that what our response to this is incredibly process oriented. I mean, it seems to me that if somebody in the user community, and of course Danny is a very vocal member of the user community, but that said, you know, comes to the ally with an issue, I mean, what are we here for if it's not to look into issues of concern to users and then act on them somehow? I mean, as the ALEC, can we not simply say to the board, you know, what are you doing? What is the issue with Online Nick? Why hasn't this been, you know, dealt with? Or even go as far as to say, if we do the proper due diligence, that their accreditation should be revoked. I mean, that should be our job. That's what we get elected, those of us who get elected, are supposed to do.
It's not clear to me, however, that this is a communication that should be at first level directed at the board.
Or whomever.
Well, but that's the process part of it.
Mm.
The real question is who should be. I mean, if we give it to the board, it will at best get on a board agenda 3 months from now. And I don't think, now maybe we should be informing the board, you know, but the question is, what should we be doing with these? We don't have the resources to
who oversees
handle them one by one at ALAC meetings.
Well, if we don't have the resources to do that, I'm not sure what we're doing. I mean, I'll volunteer to do due diligence on Online Nick if somebody wants. You know, I'll look into it. But I mean, if there's some sort of judgment somewhere that's been in a court that's been published, I mean, that's an action. That's due diligence that's done by a judiciary panel that exists in space and time. That can be used to demonstrate that this organization is running afoul of the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, right?
And under the words of compliance with registration...
Actually, that's specifically not true. This was a default judgment in which nobody has investigated the truth of the complaint.
So Danny's contention is just flat wrong?
Well, someone made an allegation that they were cyber-squatting, and they didn't show up to contest it, but that doesn't mean that a judge has ruled that the evidence supports that claim.
And that's where Heidi and I spent quite some time today wording something that was non-specific in terms of the particular operator, but looking at compliance with the agreements and with the issues of, well, what we've been talking about before. You know,
okay.
Because they're the areas that we should be raising points on. So the registrar relations issues come in here. And I think we certainly should be looking at it at that level, but we can't just knee-jerk with every single comment. What we do need to do is have a place for everything to be properly, and I don't mean processed, driven, but properly looked at and discussed. And it's certainly something that could also be coming from the RALOs. For example, one of the questions we could be asking Wendy to bring to the board is this matter. What is the truth of this or otherwise?
Well, let's look at this particular type of thing. Certainly, if, for instance, there had been a judgment, but it is being appealed, I'm not a lawyer, but I suspect ICANN would not be in a position to take formal action. So the question is, what is the conduit that we use to put these things forward when someone raises them? I think that's the discussion we first need to have with services staff. Can we have a liaison with services staff that we send notification and then they keep us up to date about what's going on this particular complaint?
Perfect.
I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's an example of something that we can use as a conduit, and then we keep an eye on it. And, you know, if indeed we are continually dumping things in and nothing ever comes out or we never get any status, then we can complain to the board that we seem to have a problem there. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I think we want to do. We're not going to have a cadre of lawyers who are going to decide at what point does ICANN have a formal case for dismissal, for removing rights, or not? I just don't think that's our job.
No. I agree.
And clearly there are a lot of issues where compliance is not what we would expect it is.
Well, then may I suggest that Cheryl and Alan have that discussion with the NA Railroad?
José Salgueiro.
Join.
Because that's certainly not the perspective of the NA Railo of what our jobs are. And if that's your perspective of what our jobs are, then they need to, you know, there needs to be consensus on that, and they need to understand that.
Well,
I'll reserve comment in this public meeting on the process. I think we need to know how to handle these kinds of things.
To follow up on what you suggested, though, and that is when all of us as ALSs and as RALOs and as the ALAC representatives and NOMCOM who make up the ALAC are together in our summit, what an ideal opportunity to make sure that we're all on the same page with the same understanding of what we're here for.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's where I'd be doing it. Okay.
The problem is we have a tendency sometimes for one person to say something and everyone else in the room to say, yes, I agree.
Lots of me too without thinking.
And that does not generate, from my point of view, a defendable consensus.
Yeah. Nope.
When someone starts looking at the details. In this particular case, if the ALAC, and this is a real ALAC decision, feels that one of our responsibilities is to bring compliance issues to ICANN's attention,
then
that is a fine decision, and we need a streamlined process for doing this.
And
writing a letter to the board on each one,
the
board
the
is not supposed to get involved in operational issues until things reach a much higher level than that.
Yeah.
I don't think
Can we propose, because it fits with what's missing that Heidi and I spent so much time on today, that we look at this matter between now and the next meeting. We discuss it online, and I'm sure Heidi will find what is missing off the wiki, and we can get it back on another wiki page. It may as well live underneath the current registrar relations, because I think it sort of generically fits in there at this stage, and we can use that as a discussion point and start looking at options and how we can do exactly that, and
yeah.
It makes a perfect fit for further discussions during our Mexico meeting.
I would suggest sometime in the before our next meeting that that we arrange a teleconference call with services staff and any other invited or interested parties, including Danny, to discuss what kind of process would make some sense.
Okay, I'm happy to move that to an action item. And we can possibly do that towards the end of the month, if that suits.
It's fine with me. Towards
okay.
The end of this month.
Yeah.
Yes, the end of this month. Okay, I now have an unreadably small text on my screen, so I'm going to have to ask you, Alan or Vanda, to pick up on the next item on our agenda, which I believe, seeing as you've jumped to the bottom, I'm told Liz has now joined us, so it would be possible for us to look at the discussion and then how we're going to decide in the next couple of days what we want to say about who is studies. Alan, can I ask you to work with Liz on that and first of all introduce her and while I try and get my screen resolution so it's readable.
I'll introduce Liz Gaster, who is the lead staff policy staff person with the GNSO, to tell us about the current status of who is and what the ALAC is being asked to do at a rather late time.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. Basically, the GNSO, just to give you a bit of background, back in late 2007, the GNSO decided that comprehensive studies of WHOIS would be needed to best inform the policy debate, and in February of 2008 solicited proposals for studies from the public, and those studies, and also from the GAC. There were 40-some studies, proposals submitted, about 15 from the Government Advisory Committee, and then about 24, 25 roughly from the community. And since then, the Council has done some work categorizing those studies where there are overlaps between proposals or logical groupings where studies might be grouped together, and divided them up into sort of logical subject areas. And the stage they're at right now is soliciting viewpoints from the constituencies and the advisory committees. A similar request has been made to the GAC to look at the study suggestions that have been made and to both assess the importance that you think or level of priority you would view each of the study proposals as having, and also try to assess what the feasibility is of doing such a study as conceived of. Some of the studies seem like they would be more feasible to actually do, to get the data points and to do the kind of analysis that's called for. So what we're asking the ALAC for is to take a look at the studies that have been proposed in the categories that that they've been divided into, and try as best you can to give us priority levels and assessment of feasibility. Now, the documents that I've distributed to help you do this, candidly, are not so user-friendly, and so I apologize for that. I'm going to take a couple minutes here to just explain what we've given you, and it does honestly require going back and forth between two documents. We've played around with trying to simplify the appearance of this, and honestly, I don't find it that convenient. But basically, I sent two documents. One is the report that was generated on the 26th of August, 2008, a link to that report, and also an extraction of that report that lists the 40-some hypotheses that have been for studies that have been proposed. And then separately, I've sent you an Excel spreadsheet that on the far left lists the study areas and study numbers that correspond to those hypotheses that are listed on the 26th of August report. And you will see in the most recent spreadsheet that I sent you the actual ratings, priority ratings, that the constituencies have, for the most part. I think we're missing the intellectual property constituency, but in the latest spreadsheet I sent you, we do have priority ratings from the other constituencies so that you could actually see what they think the priority levels are and what they think the feasibility levels are of the studies that are being proposed. And then just one more administrative comment about the logistics of this, and then I'll talk about the content a little bit. You'll notice that under the study numbers on the spreadsheet, which is the second column after the study area, some of the studies have been grouped into letters, where studies from the original 26th of August report were found to overlap. You'll see, for example, the second row has study letter A, and if you look down below the chart, you'll see a little key on the chart itself that says study area A corresponds to studies 1, 4, 21, and GAC data set 2. That just gives you the key back to the 26th of August report, which studies have been combined into that study group A. So using both the list of the hypotheses and the spreadsheet that tells you what the other the constituencies have rated the studies, hopefully you'll be able to provide some input on what you think the priority level is and what you think the feasibility level is. I realize it's an exceptionally short date, the or request, and the Council has actually been wrestling with this a bit since Cairo and urging constituencies to get their priority list in sooner rather than later, but it's just drug on a little longer than people expected. If for some reason, and I sincerely understand this, you may not be able to get this done by Wednesday, which was the original request, if you could let us know when you think you would be able to get it done by, I could take that back to the council and just let them know, because I really understand that the deadline here is very difficult. There will also be other opportunities later. This is just an initial cut that the council wants to make about priority and feasibility. I think there'll be some time to weigh in following this, but again, if you think, for example, that another week would help you tremendously or something like that, I'd be glad to take that back to the council and just explain your situation. I wanted to just explain briefly why you see zeros, and I think I sent this in an explanatory letter, but just to make sure everyone's following, why the NCUC and registrar constituency have put zeros in all the columns for priority and feasibility, whereas you'll see that the registry constituency and the NOMCOMs and the ISPs and the business constituency and ultimately the IPC2 have actually provided numbers ratings for each of the studies that have been proposed. The reason for that reflects the underlying belief on the part of the NCUC and the registrars that no studies should be done. They're very concerned that positions are quite dug in on who is overall, and that the underlying assumption here, which is that getting more data would help inform the debate, is not really a valid assumption, because they are concerned that no matter what future data we might get, that even those insights won't really change people's minds about what they think the policy outcomes or policy changes or not might be. If you want to, I think I also included a link to that original report from May where that conclusion was drawn. I don't want to, you shouldn't rely on my paraphrasing. You should read their actual explanation if there's any doubt in your minds, but I think I'm doing a fairly accurate job of paraphrasing their concern. There is so one request is to ask the ALAC to weigh both the priority and the feasibility of each of these studies or study combinations as reflected in this spreadsheet and on the hypothesis report. I want to briefly describe a second request that's being made that's related to this same issue of doing studies, which is that when the council started to look at the specific studies that were proposed and these hypotheses that are listed in this 26 August report, it became clear to them that there were terms being used that may not have well understood or commonly understood definitions, where they thought it would be very important to have a community discussion about the definitions that are meant by these terms, so that if studies are selected to be done, the people who actually conduct the studies would know what is meant by the terms, what the community meant when they proposed the studies to be done, what was meant by the terms. So there are 8 terms so far, and you may find other terms that you're also concerned about that are in those study hypotheses that the council thought ought to be discussed within the community to make sure there was a common definition. So in a separate document I sent, there is a list of 8 terms and some proposed definitions for those terms, and we're calling those definitions working definitions, in which you're being invited to comment on those definitions. They were prepared based on research that staff did on, you know, previous discussions that have been held, and we looked at law review articles, and we did as much research as we could. We also invited early on, and you probably saw this notice, a request from all the constituencies and advisory committees for input in actually developing those working definitions initially. Your comments and suggestions about clarifying or perfecting those working definitions is also very much appreciated, and that's the second task related to this that we're requesting. And once again, you know, I think there's they would love to have the feedback by the 16th, but if for some reason that's just not realistic, let us know what would be realistic, or feel free to submit any further suggestions you have at any time later in the future. At least for several weeks, I think this will be continue to be discussed. So there'll be continue to be opportunity, especially on the definitions, to offer revisions to the definitions at a later time. Why don't I stop there in the interest of time and just take questions or answer any questions folks might have.
Okay. Thank you, Liz. This was discussed briefly at the NARALO yesterday. A number of the more vocal people had the opinion that the NCUC and registrar's answers were the correct ones. That is, zeros for everything, new studies aren't worth the effort. It's not clear that's a unanimous feeling, but that certainly is one of the dominant feelings that comes out of raising the issue. I don't know what would happen with the other RALOs, or if in fact we have the opportunity to ask them in the very short term, but I'd like to hear other comments from people on the meeting. Is there anyone else still on the meeting?
Yeah, it's Adam. I actually have a question I'm very, very hesitant to ask, but because it's about understanding or lack of understanding, and I don't really understand the nature of the sort of the study that we're trying to identify. And I'm just looking at the PDF file, which is the, you know, the 11-page document and the Excel file. And in, for example, study area 1, there is an item number 15, which I imagine is those using QSD to facilitate illegal or undesirable activities such as spam depend on port 43 access to WHOIS to obtain WHOIS data. And that would then, I imagine, if you go to the Excel sheet, be study area 1, number 15, it then says formal, and the business constituency has given it a 3, which I imagine is a middle rank priority. But what I don't understand is this suggesting that it is, according to the business constituency, a middle rank priority to begin a study that examines whether or not that statement is true?
That's exactly right, Adam.
Okay. And so in that case, that would be the same sort of approach for each one of these individual items, whether it's 21 and GAC dataset 2. We would be trying to identify a study of some kind related to that particular item.
Correct. And we're not asking you, of course, to design a study or anything like that. Tell us how important you think determining the answer to that would be. How useful in informing the WHOIS policy debate would that be?
Liz, could you review the definition of the feasibility column? Because that's not clear.
Sure. It's more in the explanatory instructions in the email.
No, I understand. But for people looking at the
Basically, you have three choices for rating feasibility. One would be putting a 1 in the column, which would mean, yes, you think it's feasible. A 0 would mean you're not sure or don't know how feasible it would be. And a -1 would be you do not think it's feasible. So three choices there.
From looking at it, it's not obvious there's an option of negative.
Because there aren't any of those,
so I wanted to make that clear.
Thanks.
Beau, I know you have particular views on WHOIS studies. Would you like to make any points for the meeting further?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit... This is kind of really a minor issue. I'm not so sure that the overall perception of the idea of studying WHOIS was correctly characterized by Alan. I don't know that there's a majority in the NARALO that thinks that there should be no further
study. I said there were some vocal people.
Yeah. So that's one thing, but it's minor. The other thing is I think really just for some guidance for people, Danny Younger and I participated in this whole process very, very early and then kind of dropped out because it got kind of complicated, as you see from those spreadsheets. But in essence, if people in the ALEC are looking for a time saver, a lot of the studies that were proposed by the GAC were proposed with, I think, what I would call consumer concerns in mind.
Yep.
So if you're pressed for time, I might suggest reading some of the studies or looking, paying special attention to what the GAC is saying, because, you know, if we find ourselves pressed for time and just sort of say, considering that these studies are probably going to go ahead, whether, you know, we say they shouldn't or not, we support the ideas that are in the GAC studies or something like that. That would be my suggestion.
Well, that was one of the points I raised yesterday, that cynicism notwithstanding, the GAC has made a very strong statement to the board, and we are not likely to see no studies.
Oh. So it's almost like no
do
studies.
Do we want to influence which studies get done?
And I just think
Mayor,
that
is what is our time course, and how are we going to do this ranking?
And I would just think that, you know, as the ALEC, which is supposed to represent user concerns and user interests, there are a lot of user concerns and interests related to who is. And if we come out and just say we don't think any further studies should be done when there are studies that are going to go ahead anyway, I don't think that really makes us look very good to the user community. So that's my opinion.
I support that strongly.
And I can assure you that from the what we're doing in terms of our cyber savvy work here in Asia Pacific, so much of it comes back to the use of who is. It's something we'd like to have a look at least from our RALO's point of view. So how are we going to progress this? The 16th's very short. Can we do it by then? If so, how? If not, how and by when?
I'll ask Liz that I suspect that if we said we cannot have it ready by the 16th, we will have it ready by the 30th of the month, the GNSO would factor that in some way.
I agree, Alan.
Okay.
I mean, they're anxious to move forward because, you know, this has been a long-standing project, as you all know, but the input is extremely important. And they're urging your input as well as the GACs actively.
And I note the input from the other group on the GNSO that purports to represent individuals has said don't do any studies at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So our first question then is, are we going to rank these as requested? I would like to propose that we say yes. Does anybody wish to disagree with that proposal, that we do this ranking? Does anyone wish to abstain?
I'm concerned that it won't be understood what we're doing, and that
I agree.
People will...
There are issues there, Adam, but we need to work out, are we doing anything, and then we'll work out how we make it understandable.
And, you know, the yes, me thing is going to come up again, and it's a problem.
Cheryl, let me just offer it to Liz. If there's, you know, multiple calls to explain this, I'd be happy to participate in them. It does take a couple of examples to make it clear.
Thanks, Liz. I think what we might then do is, first of all, it sounds to me like the answer is yes. Alan has proposed that we can perhaps suggest we can do it by the end of the month. Adam has quite reasonably said, but we all need to be brought up to speed on this. And I think if we can ask our staff to work with you and set up a doodle or two to have a single topic call on this just prior to our deadline, or just prior to when we need to stop and do our ranking, our online polling for the ranking, we would ask you to do that, but we might also ask if you would like to join in any of the RALO meetings, if they'd like you to come to any of the RALO meetings that are still going to be running this month. Perhaps they might have some questions to ask, particularly I think we have LAC RALO to run
on the 15th. Yes, on the 15th.
Yeah. So Heidi, can I ask you to work with Liz on that?
Yes.
And we will committee, as it's currently tended to be, from the ALAC point of view, Bo and Alan leading this. Perhaps Bo, Alan, and can work predominantly with staff here and have a little bit of a briefing call. And we could use the Adobe Connect room so we can actually look at the single page all at once, and you can highlight what the ranking is and, you know, do the little pointy thing that says you could have put a minus in here. We can also use the voting capability on the Adobe Connect room, which means that those of us on the call could actually make our preferences known at the time.
I would suggest something like that as our main move. The studies are arcane enough and difficult enough to read and do require flipping back and forth that, to be honest, if we ask people to do it individually, it's not going to happen on a wide enough sense. Liz understands these more than perhaps any other person and is in a better position to walk us through. I would suggest we schedule a meeting towards the end of the month, a week before, which is a week from now or something like that, for whoever on the ALAC or other RALO people that are nominated to represent ALAC people, get walk through it, vote instantaneously, and then Bo and I or some group like that will finalize it and present it.
Sounds like a sale to me. Anybody object to that way forward?
No, it's a good idea.
I don't see it happening if we don't do it live.
I couldn't agree more. I think the concept of a single-purpose briefing call and working on a shared desktop model, I think, is possibly the only way forward with this. Okay, Liz, are you happy to work under those?
No, delighted, sure. And I guess I should let the council know, right, that you think you'll have something by the end of the month. Would that be fair?
That would be fair.
Indeed.
Unless
yeah.
you want to do that.
And that it will not be all zeros.
It will not be all zeros.
If they want all zeros, we could produce that immediately.
Fair enough. Okay, I have an unreadable agenda, so have we missed anything now for tonight's agenda?
No. Yes, I added a point at the very last moment with my apologies, Adam, on the agenda, which I'd like 30 seconds or 1 minute to talk about as soon as I get back to my desk.
Okay.
Sorry, I was coughing so much I needed to make something hot.
I wanted to touch on something that I mentioned on the comment form as well, which was related to the ALAC GNSO discussion about, forming of the non-commercial stakeholders group, which is that we should also be thinking about commercial stakeholders, because the ALAC does not exclusively represent non-commercial users, as I understand it, and we should be involved in discussions for the creation of the commercial stakeholders group. And I wondered if anybody agrees, disagrees.
I've agreed strongly.
And yeah. if we could take that to Cheryl, if there is agreement, then could you take that to Avery and say we think that individuals have to be considered in the commercial stakeholders group, and how are they being considered, and is it adequate?
Well, I'm assuming that when the stakeholder groups put together their charters, there will be a public comment period on them, and if nothing else, we can comment at that period. Because we're in this case, despite the commercial users' use of the word users, it's not clear that word. Users is the right word. I think the gist of what Adam is saying is the words in the commercial stakeholders group charter that members have to be incorporated. And the model that we're looking at, if you look at all the people who are selling things on eBay or making businesses based on the web, many of them are not incorporated. Incorporation doesn't make sense in a lot of these cases. And we're taking a large part of web commerce and saying you don't belong in the GNSO. And I don't know, I'm not sure I'm characterizing Adam's concern completely, but that certainly is one of the ones that I share very largely.
Part of my concern, yeah.
Okay.
Alan?
Okay. Alan, do you have your points now? Well, what he's trying to do
if
is
I, if I can speak, if I can speak for 30 seconds without coughing. There is another activity going on in the GNSO on registration abuse policies. There was an issues report. There is currently a drafting team which is coming up with a recommendation for what the GNSO should do. It is supposed to report back in about 4 weeks. So there's still an opportunity if anyone would like to get involved in the drafting team, assuming they're willing to listen to the MP3s and get up to speed, to get involved in that now. regardless of whether that happens, there is likely to be a PDP or some sort of further activity chartered. Whether it's a PDP or some other activity is not clear at this point. And that will require user input or community input. The issues report has been translated from English into Spanish, Russian, French, and Arabic, largely at demand of people like us. It would be nice if the RELOs can make sure that issues report is disseminated and discussed within the RELOs, and that when some further activity is initiated, as it likely will be, that we get real participation from people in the field. This is talking about abuse of domain registrations, which hurt real users, whether it's fast spam or phishing. It's time, I think, that we started doing our homework ahead of time. We probably should have in October when this came out, but I don't think there's any evidence that's happened. Given that we're getting close to initiating some real follow-on activity, assuming the GNSO Council decides to do that, it would be nice if we have before then had discussion and are geared up to respond and work on whatever activity gets started. So if the RELOs could take notice, everything I've just said is said in a shorter form on the item pointed to on our current agenda. I am just highlighting it and saying we haven't done anything till now on this item. It would be nice if we started.
Thanks, Alan, and I assume Heidi will be taking particular note on that because she's working closely with the RELOs. Can I just ask, though, what is the time point in time that the next phase might be coming out of the GNSO? Is it going to be before or after Mexico?
Before.
Okay.
Well, it'll start before. The drafting team was supposed to have reported around now, and for action at the GNSO meeting in a few weeks, or next week, I guess. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, 2 weeks. an extension. They have extended that time and said they will report on by no later than February 12th for action at a GNSO meeting middle February, or a week after that. So I'm expecting a decision to be taken at that meeting, either to launch a PDP and start drafting the charter of a working group, or to decide to take some other action as the next step. Is Liz still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Is that a reasonable characterization of what may happen?
You're
allowed to say no.
No, I think so.
What I was getting at, Alan, is I'm wondering what leverage we might be able to make in this process of having everyone together in the summit and using it as a real live example of input into a PDP process where we could generate the work in that format and follow on.
If a decision is made at the end of February at a meeting in February, I would think the charter would be written in Mexico City. And work starting very soon after.
We've got a nine opportunity.
I'm perhaps being optimistic, but that's the time frame I would envision.
So Adam, isn't this also an issue that was almost exactly as written on the questionnaire form that went to the ALSs for, you know, what are you interested in, what do you want to discuss? So it would be something that...
It may be.
You know, it's pretty familiar anyway.
It does fit in, and in fact, cyber safety, cyber savvy, cyber security, those are the sorts of topics that we're finding are getting flagged fairly high for interest. So I think it's a perfect opportunity and a good nexus in terms of topics. What I might do, Alan, is just ask that if Heidi is going to work with the RELOs in preparation for the summit and with the ALSs, the summit working group might need to be aware of all of this. Can we have a copy of the pointers or at least a bit of a briefing that we can look at the meeting on Thursday?
at the meeting on Thursday. Which meeting?
Not your meeting, the Summit Working Group meeting.
Oh, okay, okay. Sure, the pointers are in are where I pointed to, and from there you can go to a lot of other places.
When I looked at that, I
warn you, if the GNSO could decide to not launch a PDP and not do anything, I just don't think that's likely to happen. I think some activity is going to come out of this.
This is Liz. Let me just offer a couple other things. There is a charter working group on registration abuse. I think they're going to have the draft charter done by mid-February in time for the council's meeting that's just before the Mexico meeting. I think it's the 19th. So I think they're hoping to have the charter done by the 12th.
By the 12th is the target.
Yeah, is the target. So it would be nice to have an ALAC rep in the little charter drafting session. We only had one meeting so far, and it's looking like what they're going to propose is a couple of precatory steps before PDP, although, again, we've just had one meeting, so I don't want to presuppose the outcome. That's what we discussed, where one of the things we would propose is doing a workshop in Mexico, and we're trying to allow some time, sufficient time to do a workshop on the topic in Mexico. So there would be certainly the opportunity to participate there in addition. And then the PDP probably wouldn't get launched, at least the way the group is thinking right now, until after that. One other thing I want to mention about Mexico, we are also planning a workshop on e-crime. There was a e-crime workshop that we did kind of at the last minute in Cairo that was at the request of several groups, and it was very well attended and very well received, and clearly was just kind of the whetting people's appetites for a longer discussion. So I think separately, or maybe in conjunction, to be determined, we'll also be doing a workshop that might be even a couple-hour workshop with a couple parts to it on e-crime.
This one with more care about what it's scheduled against, I hope.
Yeah, Liz, this is important for you to have shared with us because that, believe it or not, cybercrime was one of the short-listed topics for the ALAC workshop because of the summit pressure to go in that direction. So we need to make sure, A, we don't trip over each other, and B, if we do something that's complementary or in cooperation.
Great. Well, I'm glad
I might again ask probably Heidi's the best thing, as you're usually in the same time zone, let alone the same room, if you two could coordinate fairly closely.
Yes,
and
we can do that.
We make sure we work together rather than in opposition on those things.
Great.
Yes.
Liz, is there any clarity at this point on the difference between abuse of the registration process and abuse of using the domain name?
It was a big topic.
I know that. That's
And one of the recommendations I think that will come out of this charter is drafting a compare and contrast, definitions. So that was yet a second reason why the group was leaning towards this series of precatory steps before launching a PDP, was to get a greater handle on drawing those distinctions, which is not easy.
Well, I'm not volunteering myself, but if anyone else would like to participate in the drafting team, according to Liz, there is still an opportunity to do so. And it sounds like if you've only had one meeting, getting up to speed will not take a lot of
effort. That's right. It's just one hour-long call, and the calls are Fridays at, sorry, I have to translate to UTC. I think it's 1500 UTC on Friday.
Noon hour east, 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
I'm saying that for both. I'm saying that for both benefits, since he's a good person to do this.
Perhaps someone from Latin America might be more appropriate in the time zone.
So, Bo, are you still on the call?
Yeah.
Yes, I am still on the call.
Is this something you'd like to take on? It's right up your alley.
I kind of have my fingers in several pies here, but I can do it.
So I'll add you to the list and get you the information.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
And it fits underneath the resuscitation review and restructuring of function and who's in them of the working groups which we have under ALAC, and of course the registrar relations. This is going to sort of sit in there, I think, fairly nicely as well. That's the only thing we haven't dealt with, and I'm going to propose that we take that discussion on notice, and that is something we be focusing on either in inline online discussions or as a maiden piece of agenda work when we have our face-to-face meeting in Mexico. Is anybody wanting to work on that now, or can we do that between now and Mexico and at the formal ALAC meeting in Mexico? I'll take that absolute silence as agreement with everything I just said. Okay. I don't believe there's any other business. It's a matter of speak now or forever hold your peace until we meet next. Is there anything anyone else wishes to raise?
Can someone remind me what I said I would coordinate? So I wrote down Adam, Alan, Cheryl, Sebastian, if necessary, but I don't remember what topic it was in.
GNSO,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sorry. When I scroll notes,
you're
I don't always put a title
on. You're obviously not well, but thank you very much
It's Sebastian once again. And Carlo will agree to participate to this working group too.
Okay, I didn't
then
hear that.
We are just waiting for the African region to come back with a name, and you have all the region participating in this work.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excuse me.
And I'll then, you talk to me, and then I'll make sure that we network with Avery and we get some dates and things done.
Okay.
Have we just ended this call? Okay. I did have a question. Doesn't matter.
Well, we're only 45 minutes late. Let's keep on going.
Well,
There
was the letter you wrote to the board, Cheryl, I believe, about complaining about the public forum and the handling of various things. Did we ever get any feedback on any of this stuff?
Only from Kieran McCarthy.
Okay. Oh, well. All right. Anyway, just that was all. 44 minutes.
I will. And one of the things we will want to do is discuss it with the new public participation working group.
Okay. I do have one question that doesn't need to be on the agenda, but I would like to ask it before everyone hangs up.
Go ahead.
Why?
Do you know, Cheryl, do you know when the travel things come out, are we going to be allowed to go to the Friday morning board meeting if it is scheduled on Friday morning?
Heidi, can you tell us when the current plans for flying people out of Mexico is? Did you say the 5th?
Yeah, the current plans are for people to arrive on Friday, the 27th, and depart on Thursday afternoon, 5th.
Heidi, can you please ask why on earth do they believe that we should not have our people part of the last day of the ICANN meeting?
Heidi, are you talking about the summit or ALAC people?
Sorry, the summit. I don't know about ALAC.
Oh.
Can you try to get some immediate feedback? Up until now, the words always say we must leave on Friday, which means, in general, unless we happen to have a very late flight,
left
means we cannot attend the board meeting.
Heidi, it's absolutely ridiculous to have people work towards things and then be sent home before they hear what the resolution of their work is.
Okay, I will discuss with Nick.
We need to talk on this, and we certainly need to look at a difference between all of the summit attendees and the ALAC, if nothing else.
Okay.
But late flights out on Friday work. Sending people home on Thursday when the meeting is going on Friday.
Or early Friday morning.
Just to confirm, that's ALAC only, yeah?
We are talking about ALAC and preferably the RALO, the senior RALO people. We're not talking about the summit attendees.
You are not talking about that, but I will do that because I think we can't have people coming
to an ICANN meeting for a summit, if we don't show them from the beginning to the end, we will lose something. It will be for some of them the first time they are coming to one ICANN meeting, and I think important that they see all the process from the beginning to the end. And I would like really that we struggle to have all the people coming from for the summit, from ALAC and the other people, to stay up to Friday. Because the other point, I heard that Friday will not be just about meetings, and it's important. It's the 10th anniversary of ICANN and so on and so forth. And I really would like to have those people stay.
Okay, is the agenda for the ICANN meeting posted yet?
No, not as yet.
Okay, the good news. Can I tell you some good news?
And I'm sure Heidi will be talking to me later in her day and later in my morning, because this is a thorny issue. It's raised again and again. We're not suggesting they need to be put up in the hotel on Friday night, but they really should be being flown out after meeting times.
Well, but that may involve flying or staying in a hotel, either Transit or Mexico City, Friday night.
It may, but like at the moment, we don't even look at it.
No, I understand. That's the reason I raised the point.
And I'm supporting you in that.
Okay. The maybe good news is for the GNSO and CCNSO, they have been told that, quote, the per diem will be reduced by the appropriate amount if the hotel is providing free internet service, in the in-room internet. The implication is that if the hotel is not providing free room, there will be sufficient money in the per diem for those groups to pay for in-room internet. That is, it's considered essential. That is a marked difference from the position that has been taken with the ALAC before. So assuming the same rule is used for us, and it better be, that's good news.
Okay. Can I call the meeting to the end now?
You can.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alan, for battling on with breathing. Just to prove he has them, there he goes again. Thank you very much, Liz. We really appreciate you coming along, and I'm pretty sure that not just on the matter of who is studies, but on the matter of how we might work together with the GNSO in Mexico, we're getting into some new partnership opportunities, which is
yes.
Very exciting.
Yes, my pleasure. Thanks.
And thank you all for extending your time, and I do apologise for my lack of the internet. It's difficult to run an online meeting without one. Bye for all. I'll talk to many of you later in your today, and to some of you in the next day or two. Bye for now.
Take care, all.
Bye.
Yes.
Liz Gaster.
Left.
Did you want
Alan.
To stay on, Alan?
Left.
Vobrenner.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Yes.
Left.
Did you want me
Adam.
To stay on, Alan?
Left.
Did you want me to stay on, Alan? Cheryl.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.
Jose Salgueiro.
Left.
French.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.